The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, lights, camera, action. It's time to talk about the movies with Matt Olean. And this week you went to one that's sort of an update of a classic for me at any rate, The Last Flag Flying.
Yeah, so this is writer-director Richard Linklater's adaptation of a novel, which was written as sort of a sequel to the 1973 Jack Nicholson, Randy Quaid film, The Last Detail, which I know we've both seen. That was directed by Hal Ashby. And that was one of Jack's 12 Oscar nominations. It's sort of an unofficial sequel. So what we find here is the three characters from that film, Nicholson, Randy Quaid, who in the film was being transported to the brig. He'd done something wrong, and Otis Young was helping Nicholson. Otis Young is played by Lawrence Fishburne in this updated film. So now they're 30 years on, and one of the characters, the Steve Carell character who plays the Randy Quaid character from the original film, his son has died in Iraq. This is a very early in the film. And he seeks out his two old buddies to help him bury his son. So it becomes kind of a road movie, a travel movie, as they go to Dover Air Force Base and meet the body. And
well, The Last Detail was kind of a road movie.
It was, as they transported Randy Quaid from Virginia up to New Hampshire to the brig. And they gave him one last party, basically.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the characters who are playing the former characters here, I think Bryan Cranston, who plays the Jack Nicholson character, fares the best. He's got the most showy performance. He's cocky. He's arrogant. He's a little over the hill, hates authority, makes that well known, even though he's a former Marine. And you can see Jack Nicholson saying these lines. You really can. Fishburne's character, the Otis Young character, is now a preacher. He's reformed. He's found the Lord. And he's very good in the part. Carell, though, I think is miscast. I do not see any of Randy Quaid and Steve Carell, and his performance is so low key. I never bought that he was a Vietnam veteran. I never quite bought the whole thing into that. So that was the only misstep. I will say, though, Linklater is a genius, Doug, at directing men. He is kind of a man's director, despite the Before Sunrise movies, which elicited a very nice performance from Julie Delpy. But he's kind of known for this. His last year's film, Everybody Wants Some, was about a bunch of college recruits who play baseball in Texas. He's very good at directing scenes with lots of men in it, this kind of male banter that goes back and forth, and he's really good at it. This is the kind of film, Doug, that could have been directed by John Ford or Howard Hawks way back in the day. They made films about professional men and how they have this code and things like that. So I like this film. There's some really good performances, a really good cameo by Cicely Tyson. There's a lot of talk about, you know, whether the wars were worth it. Was the Iraq War worth it? Was the Vietnam War worth it? But Linklater, he treads a very fine line on those questions between the characters ruminating on this and going over the top into becoming an anti-war preaching film. And he never quite goes there. He kind of leaves it up to you, and I like that a lot. It never slipped into bang your head against the wall. The Iraq War was lousy. The Vietnam War was lousy. Even though the characters have very mixed emotions about those wars, Linklater kind of lets you decide. But the film is too long. The film goes on too long. It's about 2 hours and 5 minutes. There's an extended scene where they kind of discover cell phones in 2003, that probably could have been cut as well. But overall, its heart is in the right place. These three men are bonded by something that happened in Vietnam and happened in the U.S. when they got back from Vietnam, and now they need to bury Steve Carell's son. And near the end of the film, there's a scene that will have everybody choked up. It'll be hard not to choke up at a particular scene near the end. So overall, I liked it. I don't know if it has Oscar legs. I don't know if it's in the Linklater canon of greatness like Boyhood or Before Sunrise or Dazed and Confused, but it's still a solid film. And if you like stuff like this, then check it out at the Fargo Theater and check your local listings.
Well, I think The Last Detail was one of my favorite movies of that time.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the poignancy because that was very evident in The Last Detail. There was some very tender moments, actually. But it was gritty. And it was funny, too.
Yeah, it's funny. It's got that 70s grit to it, that foul-mouthed 70s kind of washed-out cinematography.
The last detail was real foul-mouthed.
This one isn't quite like that. This is definitely a Linklater film. Linklater's not a flashy director. He's just really good at directing actors. Boyhood is a great example. I mean, getting the performances out of those kids from over a 12-year span in Boyhood was phenomenal. And he's really good at this, too. So I don't think it's a great film. Like I said, it's too long, Doug. And there's a few spots where you start to kind of – the narrative gets a little bumpy. You start to kind of drift off. It loses kind of its drive. But then it finds its way again in the last 20 minutes or so.
Well, I like the idea of Daryl Ponickson, the novelist,
yes,
who's now the screenplay guy.
Yeah, he co-wrote the screenplay with Linklater. So let's credit him. Thank you, Doug,
for that. Well, my Oscar trivia question draws on this, of course. And I think you could have guessed that. You even hinted about one of the questions. Let's see. There are three people connected with the original film, The Last Detail, 1973, who have won Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one of them, and he's won more than one. So go ahead.
So Jack Nicholson is a three-time winner, along with Daniel Day-Lewis, among men. He won for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Terms of Endearment, and As Good as It Gets. Hal Ashby, the director, I think won an editing Oscar, Doug, for In the Heat of the Night. Is that correct?
That is
before
correct.
Before he became a director.
That is right.
And Randy Quaid's not an Oscar winner.
He was nominated.
He was nominated for that film.
Who wrote that screenplay back in 1973 with Daryl Ponickson?
Robert Towne, who Oscared for Chinatown the following year. Very good.
There. We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.